Hey, this is Frank Todaro,
otherwise known as Starscream.
And you're listening to the Geekcast Radio Network.
Hey, everybody, this is Dan Gilbazan, voice of G1 Bumblebee, and you're listening to All Things Transformers.
This is Optimus Prime, and you're listening to All Things Transformers.
Hello and welcome to All Things Transformers. I'm your host, Steve Megatron, and joining me on this adventure into the Transformers fandom is TFG1 Mike.
Oh, hello, it's me. This is episode 443. Who, me? No. We are back. We have a lot to talk about because we don't do Transformers news like everybody else does.
Nope.
No. Oh, you know, you've been busy. You've had, I don't know how much you want to reveal on here. I'm not trying to pressure you into anything, but like Steve has had some good shit happen to him. So, you know, things are moving in the right direction between last episode and now. So that's one of the good things about not doing a news episode in a timely fashion. We actually have personal lives things to report. I don't because I'm single or not single. I'm alone and depressed and whatever. But today was a good day. So I'm loving it.
This isn't McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Nope.
Yep.
Denied. Unreal Tournament.
That's right. Unreal Tournament. Oh, man, I remember that. The good old days.
Yeah, I remember using the clips from that, but yeah. I'm trying to see if they still have that on the Epic Games store. But I do know that the new Star Trek game is on there.
Yes, you've been playing that a lot.
Yes. Free is good.
Absolutely.
I reviewed it. So
there ain't no better thing than a free thing.
Nope. And yeah, it was a lot of fun, and I enjoyed it quite a bit. But this is Transformers, and we're going to get back to that now.
Yes, we have a defiant fascination with that. That other thing that nobody knows what the hell I'm talking about yet.
Pretty much.
And they won't probably know until the end of the year, most likely. Yes, Transformers, we have 8 news stories tonight that we're going to talk about. Now, I tried to get as much as, like, I actually went today before we started the recording. I'm like, oh, I should check and see if there's anything new. I don't think you watched this, but I'd watch this. There was a featurette on the Paramount whatever for Rise of the Beasts where the cast was talking about working in Machu Picchu and all that and working in Peru, and I'm really kind of excited for this movie.
I'm on the fence.
I mean, I'm not like hog wild gung-ho all in, but everything, and I'm also trying to limit my, like, they just released a final trailer for it. So, like, okay, that's the final trailer. And, of course, as soon as they release the final trailer, they have to release 7 different TV spots for it. I'm like, no, I'm not. I'll watch a featurette where the actors are talking about the experience of what they did for the movie, but I'm not watching every damn TV spot to see the entire movie in clips. I mean, this isn't YouTube from 15 years ago when everything was in 1.5 minute clips or less. So anyway, we have 8 stories tonight. We're going to start with the live stream that happened earlier this month in May, and we have a bunch of reveals that they gave us. We have Generations Legacy Evolution Rise of Tyranny 2-packs. We have 2-packs. We have a 4-pack, but it's 2 2-packs. It's the Rise of Tyranny 2-pack and the Humble Origins 2-pack. These are 2 separate 2-packs. This is It's Minor Megatron and Senator Ratbat with Orion Pax and Senator Shockwave. Now, some people may not know about certain origins in specific things, but I love that Hasbro is finally doing IDW-type characters, and that's where Senator Ratbat and Senator Shockwave, along with Minor Megatron, kind of come from as far as the character things. So I love that. They announced that. They announced the for the UK only Nitro Gaming chairs. We have Anda seats here, I think. So, okay, fine. The Elite RoboSyn Optimus Prime pre-orders were starting. So that's the smaller version of the RoboSyn Optimus Prime. We'll talk about RoboSyn later at the end of the show. New physical earlies? What the? Oh, Cord, Dark of the Moon Bumblebee, Deluxe Studio Series 86 Brawn, Deluxe Gaming War for Cybertron, Cliffjumper, and Megatron. What do you think of the Gaming War for Cyber, the updated game figures?
Well, one, I know they released them quite a while back.
Mm-hmm.
I had the Megatron.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah.
The new one, really?
No. I mean, it was before it came out. Oh. Like, it's not this gaming studio series type thing.
Oh, you had the original one, yeah.
I had the original one when it came out.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
I actually won it from RFC.
Nice.
I don't have it anymore, but yeah. I mean, it doesn't honestly look that different.
So for me, I remember, and I actually had to go on eBay and do a couple of Google searches and everything else. I remember back in the day when the High Moon Studios War for Cybertron video game came out, I loved that Bumblebee Cybertronian alt mode because he wasn't just yellow. He was a tinge, a little bit more. He wasn't mustard yellow. He was more like, he wasn't gold, but he was gold-like. He was gold flake, maybe. I don't know. Whatever. The point is, I loved that color on Bumblebee. The new one, I don't love the color. However, I love the color on the Cliffjumper repaint. The new Cliffjumper toy for this gaming series, for Studio Series, I love it. It looks cool. Same thing for Megatron. I liked the original Megatron back in the old days. This new one is not really. He's too dark gray for the. Like, his legs are very, very dark gray, and then the rest of his torso is also a lighter version of dark gray, if that makes any sense.
I mean, I don't mind it because it does match the game.
Yeah, and that's fine.
However, I don't know if it's like one I just have to have.
Exactly.
I mean, I like it. Don't get me wrong. I do like the design. I just don't know if I care enough.
Yeah. And we got Voyager Rise of the Beast Rhinox. We got Voyager Rise of the Beast Optimus. This is the buzzworthy Target exclusive. Pre-orders are coming soon. If they're not already out by now, they probably are, because this was a couple weeks ago. We just mentioned the Amazon exclusives. Pipeline reveals. So they gave us some pipeline reveals. Core Dinobot Combiner Snarl, Deluxe Bombshell, Deluxe Strongarm, Deluxe Detris, Deluxe Cyberverse Shadow Striker. Ooh, that's cool. Voyager Bludgeon, Voyager Junkion Trashmaster, Leader Dreadwing. I love how the Trashmaster, like the image in the linked article, just says Trashmaster Evo Fusion. It doesn't even show anything.
Because it's another Junkion.
Well, right, yeah. But yeah, I really dig these. I think it's cool, and I love that this whole legacy Evo Fusion stuff. Evo Fusion is the gimmick; it is what it is. But this whole legacy, what is it called now? It's not just legacy; it's legacy. Legacy Evolution. This whole new line for this year. I love how they're grabbing stuff from every corner of Transformers. They're not just sticking to one thing, other thing. Yes, you're still going to get your Optimuses. Yes, you're still going to get your Megatrons in some way, shape, or form. But it's not just those things. It's all this other stuff, too.
Yeah, and I'm just waiting for the comic versions of, the pre-Beast Beast Wars.
Yep.
Dawn of Future Past.
There you go. No, that's X-Men.
It's the same name.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, what an homage. All right, moving on. We've got July 14th to 16th. Frank Todaro will be at TFCon Toronto all weekend long doing autographs and Q&A panel with the other attendees of Canada. Wow, can I talk? No. Canada's premier Transformers collectors event. Tickets are on sale now at tfcon.ca. So Frank's going to be up there in the Great White North, July 14th to 16th, 2023. That would be so cool to see him. And there's a separate story for the minor Megatron, the two two-packs giving better visuals of them. I love, like, I was never a super fan of the Senator Ratbat character, but my
they use Scourge's body.
Yeah, they're reusing some of the molds, yeah. But I love Senator Ratbat in robot mode and minor Megatron. I'm so glad we have an IDW-ish Megatron here. That's so cool. I really dig that.
Well, it's not surprising that they retooled Megatron yet again.
Well, yeah, but they're retooling everything every time. Like, I mean, it's just what they do. I mean, it's not often that we get brand new molds for every iteration of a character. If they can use, you know, I'm glad that it's a brand new head. That's awesome. Great. We can reuse these parts or this alt mode or this robot mode or this mold for this. We can repaint it. We can make it look like minor Megatron. Just do a new head sculpt. That's all you gotta, whatever. And Bob's your uncle. There you go.
Well, on Ratbat, they changed the shoulders. They changed a little bit. They changed the chest. They changed the head.
Yep.
A little bit of the transformation there. Senator Shockwave. So is this what Shockwave looked like before he became what he is?
Kind of, yeah. I would have to go back and look through some. It would take me like 7 different clicks to find Senator Shockwave in the comics, but sort of, yes. Basically, so, all right, folks, if you're hearing the sound of my voice and you have not read the IDW publishing comics for Transformers, I know you don't care because you won't read them, or, well, you whatever. I know you don't care because it doesn't matter to you, but in IDW, Senator Shockwave was obviously on the Senate. He was, you know, part of the whatever. And he basically ended up, like, they experimented, like, they tortured the dude. He either
so
did.
Really?
Basically, they caused him to become. It's
what
called.
We know.
It's called shadow play. I'll. I don't want to get into it all here because it's a whole. It would take us down a tangent that is not tangentially yours, I can tell you about that off air. But yeah, essentially, if I remember correctly, yes, you are correct. This is what he looked like before he became what we know as Shockwave. But I do love these. I think these figures are great. I really do. I love these robot molds. I think they're so cool. At first, before I saw the name Senator Shockwave, I'm like, wait, is that a weird version of Ultra Magnus? Because he's all red, white, and blue. And then I saw the name. I'm like, oh, okay. I see what they're doing here. Very cool. Very cool. Very cool. Very cool. Up next, we have. So this is going to be kind of a one and done for me. I know you did not listen to this, which is fine. So we have the Transformers Rise of the Beast title song, On My Soul, has been released. This is done by. It's on Spotify. It's Best New Artist Grammy nominee, Tobe. I can't even begin to pronounce his last name. And Grammy Award-winning rap legend Nas released this. And normally I can take some rap stuff if it's mixed and done. Oh, I don't like this song. I don't know how this is going to fit into the movie. I don't know how they're going to play this. In, like, you know how when we first got back in 2007, we got what I've done or whatever it was. You know, when we got the first Linkin Park song, it fit somehow in the movie and we saw it. Like, just listening to this track and seeing all the trailers I've seen up until the final one that I saw, I don't know how this track is going to fit into this film, because this film does not feel like this track will fit in other than the end credits kind of thing to me. But that's just me personally. I don't know. That's just me personally. Up next, we have something you are very interested in. You're cautiously interested in, I'll say. First look at Super 7's Transformers Beast Wars reaction figures.
Yeah. That
Dinobot, Optimus Primal, Megatron, Black Arachnia, and Cheetor. Talk.
So when I first saw these on BBTS, like before they had the images, I was like, okay, I got to see what these look like. Because the G1 figures, I was not enthusiastic about whatsoever.
Me either.
And then these magically dropped. Not only do I love the reaction card back on it, because it has the Beast Wars logo, it has the old, the snake eye, or alligator eye, like, portion that's red, you know. I love that aesthetic. I love that they got a graphic of the character in the background, and then they're in robot mode, and then they have their kind of key weapon or whatever it might be. When I saw these, I was super excited just because they just look neat. Despite the fact that they do not transform.
Yep.
I wish that these were coming out for the, like, red series. I know we got a Cheetor, but honestly, I would take this Cheetor over the one that came out for red.
Mm-hmm.
And I would take this Primal even over the one that came out with red, even though that one was pretty stinking good. Just because, one, I mean, they're smaller. Two, they look fairly cartoon accurate, which is something I can't say for the G1 stuff.
Yeah.
And, I mean, Black Arachnia is slightly off, a little bit bulkier in areas that probably shouldn't be. Mm-hmm. Cheetor looks, for the most part, correct. Dinobot's a little, you know, is pretty correct. And then Primal and Megatron, of course, is like... I was immensely surprised the level of quality that went into these. The only thing I don't like is the price.
Absolutely. That is what stops me from collecting the Super 7 reaction figures from any line, not just this one.
Because honestly, if they had this, at, you know, like $12.
Mm-hmm.
It would be a no-brainer.
Mm-hmm.
Easily. No-brainer.
Absolutely.
But I can't justify $20 on a figure that doesn't transform. And especially for their size. Like, they're much smaller than the robot's enhanced designs.
Yeah.
Like, it's a totally different size class, and so in that regard,
yeah,
I wouldn't purchase them based on the price. Now, if they ever went on, like, clearance or they were on sale or something, that's different.
That's
probably
different.
Jump at it.
So for me, I've been doing this kind of in the background. I've ordered and pre-ordered several of the 3-0 MDLX figures for Transformers. I have the Nemesis Prime, the Optimus Prime, which I was able to get outright from Big Bad Toy Store because they already had it in stock. I had pre-ordered the Cliff Jumper, and I also have pre-ordered the Megatron and Rodimus Prime because those are still coming. We haven't gotten those yet. I had to go on eBay to get the gold edition of Bumblebee because I didn't want the regular yellow. I wanted Goldbug. That's what I wanted. I don't care. He he's not just plain old Bumblebee anymore. He's a gold bug. I love Rebirth, and I love Gold Bug. So I have all of those, and at some point I will come on here and talk about them, or we'll do a display case on ToyCast and talk about them, or I'll do a YouTube video or whatever. Those figures are, I'm trying to remember without looking it up, I think I paid for Cliffjumper, because he's smaller, I think it was under $30. But this is 3-0. This is MDLX. This is, like, articulated. Yes, it doesn't transform, but it's, you know, it has multiple hands. It has multiple faces. It has multiple ways of posing it for display. These look like Transformers Barbie dolls.
Mm-hmm.
As far as, like, not their designs, but as far as the way they look as toys, I don't know anyone who could display these in a Beast Wars scene to, like, to reenact anything that would make it look good, especially for the price.
Yeah, because don't get me wrong, I really like these figures.
Mm-hmm.
The Megatron, I would pick that one up alone just to go with the rest of them, and mm-hmm. and that would be kind of like my one that I would probably like take to work or something, put on my desk, or
yep.
have it in on display where it's going to get dusty.
Yep.
Not worry about it.
Yeah, absolutely. 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 Anything else you want to say about Super 7 Reaction Beast Wars?
If anybody wants to pick them up for me, they can email steve@geekcastradio.com.
That's right.
Or if you know, Reaction wants to send me one, you know, for review purposes.
There you go. Super 7. There you go. steve@geekcastradio.com. All right. Up next is a story that I've been waiting to see. Because right now, the original 2008 toy from BotCon is like $1,700 on eBay. So I've told this story before, and I have photos to prove this. Back in 2008, when I was still working at the place I was working at, I was in social work. I was doing various basically, I was a night hall monitor kind of person. For when the case managers and other people weren't working, and just making sure the building didn't burn down or anything like that and that kind of stuff. So make sure everybody's supposed to be in bed at a certain time, supposed to whatever, all that BS that you do in social work and whatever else. And I was getting paid pretty good. And I worked out a half payment plan, and I also saved up. And I found, I forget, I think his name was Jim something. It's not any of the Jims I currently know, but I found somebody that was selling the full set, BotCon 2008, the five-figure box set, plus the three additional souvenir figures. And Shattered Glass Rodimus was what I wanted. Because as soon as I saw that toy, it's a repaint of the Classics Rodimus mold, and it's an evil Rodimus Prime. They painted him black and purple, a little bit of red. They gave him a goatee, and boom, Bob's your uncle. Rodimus is evil, and it was awesome. And I love that toy, and I thought that toy was so great and everything else. And you know what? A few years later, 2012, 2013, I had probably late 2011, actually, I had to sell my collection at the time.
Yeah, I remember
stuff.
That.
Stuff came up, you know?
Had to do that many a times.
You know, that's just what happens when you're a toy collector, when you're in this hobby, or when you're in this part of whatever, fandom, whatever you want to call it. And we have had Studio Series 86 Hot Rod. We have Kingdom Commander Class Rodimus Prime. They have taken Studio Series 86 Hot Rod and repainted him into Shattered Glass Rodimus. And I am literally screaming at the top of my lungs. Oh my God, yes, I love this. Do I want this figure right now? No. And I know that sounds weird, and I'm going to tell you why I don't. I don't know if it's the pictures. Let me make sure I have this right. Just in from YouTube. Seems to be our first look at new Shatterglass Rodimus figure using the preview. Oh, so it's Studio Series. So Studio Series was what? Deluxe?
Studio Series of Hot Rod was a Voyager.
Was he a Voyager?
Yes.
So I'm looking at these photos from this whatever the TFW link has in here. The vehicle mode, I don't know. I mean, this guy doesn't look like he has, like, huge Hans hands or huge man hands or anything. But, like, the vehicle mode looks really small.
How they classified it was based on robot mode.
I understand that, and that's fine. I'm just saying, maybe I need to relook at the vehicle mode for Studio Series 86. And if I did have this, I would probably only put it in robot mode. So we have various images of it in vehicle mode, and then they show off the robot mode. They show off the head sculpt, which is awesome. Looks great. The coolest thing about this is he has, just like the Studio Series 86 one has the blue visor, he's got a red visor. They repainted it red. And it looks like that's probably the only reason why I want this toy. I have no intentions of buying it at any point in time. I just don't. But, I mean, yeah, if I had this, I would want it only in robot mode. As much as I love the alt mode, as much as I love the car, my only complaint about this is, so you, if you look at the car mode, you see on the front of the car, you see the purple Autobot insignia, you see the engine, right? Yep. And then you see the windshield, okay? You go into robot mode, and all of that flips around to the back, or it flips under, or whatever, and you have this new version of the chest with the, just like the Studio Series 86 Hot Rod has, where his is more orange, like his basically his collar, his front in front of his face. Well, this one is like a, it's like a light gray, and I'm like, you couldn't have painted that like to blend in with the black of the chest,
like, or made it even like a shiny silver or something.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I would want it to mute into the black. I would want it to mute into the black, so it looks. It could still be there. You could still see the definition of the collar. I just think that the color of gray that they used is just, because if you look at the comparison of the robot modes, I'm perfectly fine with Studio Series Hot Rod having an orange collar because, you know why? Because the way his flame is yellow with the red insignia, but the rest of his chest is the same color orange. They made a separate color gray, which is essentially the color of the spoiler here,
mm-hmm.
for this chest piece, and that's the only reason why I don't want the toy. And yes, I know, I could buy this figure or whatever, mail it to you, Steve, paint it black, you could mail it back to me, fine, whatever, but that's not the point. The point is, I don't want to have every toy customized. Not that I have any toys customized, but you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. I don't want to look at a new figure and say, everything about this, I like that visor thing, everything about it I love. The alt mode I really do enjoy. But holy crap, is that collar just so god-awful, light gunmetal gray that should have been black. Because everything else on him is black. It's in the chest part. Besides the purple, but yeah. But other than that, I really do dig it. It's not something I want, though.
Understood.
Yep. And then before we close it out, we got two more stories here. I actually switched these. I was actually going to end on this one, but I'm like, no, let's end on a good note. I'm having a good day. Let's end on a good note. But Transformers 1, the Paramount new animated film, is being pushed back. and I thought this was going to be like, oh my God, it's going to take forever. No. It was previously set to open on July 19th, 2024. Will now be opening nationwide on September 13th, 2024. So 2 more months to make it as great as they can make it, or whatever they're going to do, or how, why they have to delay it. Okay, fine. Yay. I'm still looking forward to the movie, even though, you know, it's the standard story of Optimus and Megatron were brothers in arms, and how they fell out, and how the Autobots were the Autobots, and the Decepticons became the... Again, I don't mind this new animated movie, because we do need to get... Again, why it's called Transformers 1. I heard this from Protoman in one of Protoman's videos a couple of months ago when he was first talking about this. So, Protoman Daniel, you know, you turbo Revan young punk. They're basically telling you from the title, this is a new thing. This is a new beginning. This is not, like, if people watch Earthspark, you'll see them kind of tie it sort of back into G1 with the main female lead, Dottie, the mother of the two kids that are in the show, that she worked with the Autobots from 1984. No, this Transformers 1 thing is a whole new beginning. And I think that's something that Transformers really lacks a lot of times. IDW had a whole new beginning when that, well, technically I know IDW had been going from 2005 to 2011, but when they relaunched with 2.0 with Death of Optimus Prime and then More Than Meets the Eye and Robots, and that was a whole new beginning, because I jumped on then. I still haven't read before. I haven't read any of the Transformers ongoing, or any of the Asian, like, forget which Asian it is. It's Chaos Theory and all this other stuff that came before it. So I like that we are getting a beginning, because this gets people in fresh on the ground floor for animation. Sorry, I'll shut up now.
Not excited about the cast.
Yeah, it's Hollywood. I agree with you.
Yeah, I mean, I want to be excited for it, but I'm not. Mm-hmm. Like, I think I'm less excited for the animated one.
Yeah, than you are for Rise of the Beast. Yeah,
which is saying a lot, considering I know they're going to butcher a lot of it.
Absolutely. So, and the final news, not really. It's late breaking for me since I just saw it today, but. The news article was posted today. RoboSend, Transformers G1 Bumblebee official reveal. What did I say to you 2 or 3 months ago when we talked about the Optimus, when the newer, smaller version of the RoboSend Optimus?
You're like, I don't care.
Well, yeah, okay.
Like, I don't get the hype with all of the RoboSend.
I mean, I get it. I understand it. It's for people who like robotics. That's who it's really for. It's not, they should never have marketed it as a toy. It's for people who like robotic stuff and coding your own language and doing all that kind of stuff. It's not really for toy collectors. But look, I said in one of those episodes that we had ended up talking about it, I said, if they ever do any other character, and you said, oh, what if they do Bumblebee? And I'm like, I don't know. And I think it was the episode where they had announced that Bumblebee was going to be the next one. I said, okay, well, that's all well and good, but I'm not getting behind RoboSend Bumblebee unless there's one thing that comes with it. And that one thing was, you had to have Dan Gilvezan as the voice. They have Dan Gilvezan as the voice. So, yeah. Am I going to be getting this? No, because I don't have any interest in the auto-converting stuff as much as I don't have any interest in the manual converting stuff. I'm perfectly fine with a Funko Pop. Oh, well, was supposed to end the show on a good note, folks. Actually, they did announce Funko Pop Rise of the Beast Pops, and I will not be getting them. They are Funko Movie Pops, and they're...
Yeah, I remember hearing about that. I was like, no.
I sent you the pictures on Facebook. You can look later. We can whatever. But, like, man, they're just... I don't like the... even when I knew of the older movie designs before they started doing the retro toys for Funko, because their retro toy line is how we got Transformers Generation 1 based off the toy molds, I knew there was other movie pops from the earlier movies. They are just ugly. And the same thing with these. Like, I don't want any of them. They just don't look good. And I know for a fact, from what I remember hearing from various people, the Optimus Primal Funko Pop is basically a Kong repaint or a Kong redo kind of. They took a previous thing they already did and just painted it up to look like the Rise of the Beast Optimus Primal. So that being said, I am absolutely really kind of stoked for whatever Rise of the Beasts is going to be. That final trailer, that featurette that I mentioned that I watched, I really am interested
in seeing. I'm going to give it a shot.
Yeah. I mean,
all I can say.
Yeah. I mean, I'm cautiously optimistic, but that last trailer, that final trailer they revealed, and that just that little snippet of hearing Stephen Caple Jr. talk about it and hearing about the stars talk about it in a way where they're just like they're not trying to Hollywood it up.
Mm-hmm.
Anthony Ramos and I forget what the other actress's name was at the time, but I just love what, and I'll probably embed those in the post so people can see that at geekcastradio.com. But yeah, man, it's Transformers movie time. It can't be any worse than the last night. It can't. Can only go up.
Never say never.
I know. I didn't say never. I said it can't.
and it might.
Let's hope not. You got anything else you want to bring up? Anything else you want to talk about? Anything?
I think since the last time we recorded, I got a knockoff alligator Beast Wars Megatron.
Cool.
From China, and he's, instead of being a basic figure, he's a deluxe.
Nice.
Benefits of knockoff. What's funny is these knockoff brands came out originally when Beast Wars and Beast Machines were on and kind of Armada and stuff, and they were at Big Lots a lot of the time. Because they say like Beast Warriors and things like that. And they've got pictures like clearly plagiarizing Beast Wars. But it's funny because I also tried to get knockoff Quick Strike simultaneously, and it never appeared. So had to reverse that one. But the Megatron was my main takeaway. And so I'm repainting it to give it a custom flavor.
Very cool.
So, and the joints are really stiff. It's they had the feet on the wrong hands and backwards. So it had to transform really weird. And I'm like, And they're not on a ball joint, like the part that was on the original, because I have Iguanus, the original figure of that, and I have it standing right next to it. And I'm like, oh, yeah, so they changed this and this and this. And they sent it with an alligator, like a snapping turtle shell, like what would go on Snapper, the original Beast Wars basic figure. And mm-hmm. But the way that it's... The way that they made it, he can't hold it, so it's totally useless in beast or in robot mode. But in beast mode, it can attach to the top of the back of the alligator and be like a shell. So it makes them almost like a fusor. So it's,
oh, cool.
But I was like, I don't really need that part. And so I've been repainting the other using like some silver, some gold, some different greens. I repainted the reds because they were just kind of weird colored. So I'm kind of giving him like the comic aesthetic from the 90s of the, you know, the bat and the alligator Megatron and Optimus 2-pack. But I'm also kind of putting my own spin on it since he doesn't really exist in canon. And the standard Beast Dinosaur one has like a charcoal metallic and some silver on his head. So this version I'm doing gold to go with the green. So it's like, oh, he'll stand out differently.
There you go.
So, yeah, but I'm like, eh. And then when I get it done, I'm going to clear coat it and everything. But I've got, I did the right thing this time, and I disassembled him.
Oh, okay.
As much as I could, anyway. I took all the ball joints, like I separated everything so that it's standalone, so that it just has a better time to dry. Because it's not a lot of parts rubbing on each other. I got the little kit where you can kind of stand up the parts. So, but yeah, I've been going through that and trying to work on it and tweak it and make it essentially a new figure.
There you go.
But that's all I've been doing.
Cool, cool. All right, folks. I think that's going to do it for us on this episode of All Things so Transformers. Too. Yep. Sorry.
No worries. So, thank you as always for listening to All Things Transformers. I've been your host, Steve Megatron, along with
TFG and Mike.
You can, of course, interact with us and the show on Twitter. My Twitter handle is at SCP21, and the show is All Things TFV3, and yours is, sir.
Mine is TFJ and Mike. You can also check out Geekcast Radio over there on Twitter as well. Don't forget, folks, we've got something a-brewing coming. I don't know if it'll be on this feed, but it's going to be on two of our other feeds, and it's going to be toy-tastic.
It's toy-tastic.
I was waiting for Meatwad. Thank you. I was actually hoping for Waspinator, but apparently not.
Yeah. It works.
They're kind of the same voice a little.
They're pretty close, actually. There's not much difference.
Yes, the GCRN's 8th Top 100 Countdown Podcast Project is coming soon. We are in the process of contacting people and gauging interest and seeing who wants to contribute with us this year for the GCRN's Top 100 Toys Countdown.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be coming soon. As far as All Things Transformers, I do want to start getting some more Origins going at some point, and we'll obviously have news and stuff. And hey, look, we are literally, I'm looking at the calendar, we are 2 weeks and a day away from Rise of the Beast in theaters. That's freaking cool to me because, holy crap, it's summertime, folks. It's time for Transformers in the theaters. I won't be going. I'll probably catch it on Vudu a month later when it shows up on digital.
Well, and then there's the new Flash movie.
You mean the new Batman movie?
Yes. Yes. And it's got Keaton, the one true live-action Batman.
Thank you for defining it that way.
The live-action Batman that is the true live-action. The animated Batman is Conroy.
Absolutely.
So
I saw, I don't know if I, I don't think I say, I think I saved it and then I think I deleted it. Somebody posted somewhere on social media a picture of a poster in a movie theater of the poster of the Flash movie. You know how they release posters after the fact of having critics having, you know, a quote on the poster?
Mm-hmm.
One of the critics had a quote on the poster, the best blah, blah, blah we've seen in blah, blah, blah. I don't know. I haven't seen it. I'm going to wait until I see it. From what I've seen of the trailers, I like all the Batman stuff. I think that's cool. And like we said in Altered Geek a couple weeks ago, it's basically the Flashpoint story, so it's not like we don't know this story.
With a twist.
Right. I know there's going to be twists in this, just like there's twists.
Did you hear that they're going to have the Nicolas Cage Superman in it?
Yes, I've heard that.
Which I was like, okay, that's inventive, reusing old ties to the continuity.
Absolutely.
I'm like, I can dig it.
What's old is new again, folks. Absolutely. All right, Megatron, close the show.
So until next time, transform and transcend.
Autobots, roll out.
No.
Terrorize!
Yeah.
I wish to speak to my lawyer.